This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge today as we head back to California to catch up with a returning guest, Joby Gutierrez. Joby, welcome back onto the podcast. Great to catch up.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brad. Good to be here again.
Joby, let's talk about your run. Out of the three disciplines, you're very, very strong on the run, and it's great having that as a sort of advantage. You mentioned in our first chat just the psychological benefit of chasing people down as opposed to being chased down. It's something you work particularly hard on as well. You do have ability on the run, but it's something you love doing. Tell me about some of the gains that you've made on the run and some of the things that you've done to really improve your performance.
So I think the biggest gains that I've made on the run is just is probably my confidence in how much I can push on the bike and still be able to run well off of that. So I had an experience many, many years ago where I had a flat in a race and it was at the time I was really trying to like move up in the ranks and I was concerned with my performance. I had a flat. I was bummed. It happened about mile 11. Long story short, I fixed the flat. And at that point, I just said, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to ride as hard as I can because at this point, who cares? Like, I'm just going to push. I pushed as hard as I could for the next, you know, for the next 35, 45 miles. I pushed hard. I got off the bike and I felt shattered. When I got to the run, I felt like, my gosh, my legs aren't going to work. And it took about 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden, about 3 minutes in, 4 minutes in, I thought, hey, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. And I continued to run. I ended up running the same exact time that I had run in most of my half Ironmans, which at that time was like about a 1:23. And so I thought, man, I just learned something new about myself. And so from that point, my focus really became to make sure that I'm able to run efficiently and I'm able to run in a really fatigued state. And so for me, what that is, it's a lot of cadence focused running. So rather than looking exactly at my pace, I'm focused on what my cadence is. And I'm not saying that everybody I work with should run at this range because everybody's different. But for me, my cadence is about 94 foot strikes, right, taking one side, right foot strikes per minute. And that for me is my efficiency wheelhouse. I do really well running at that cadence. And so in my training, everything that I'm doing is focused on making sure that cadence isn't dropping. So whether I'm fresh or whether I'm really, really shattered and fatigued, I'm looking at my cadence. As far as like some of the training sessions that I do, I try to build specificity and transferability within my run. So I don't want to train at a pace that I have no business running at, because if it's not a pace that I'm going to be able to run in a race, it's just going to fatigue me. It's going to take away from the bike. It's going to take away from other areas. So for me, my upper limit is typically about 10K pace. That's about all I really need to run. I will sprinkle in, let's say on an easy run, I will sprinkle in like 20 to 30 seconds at like 5K pace, but that's only, you know, every, you know, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off for about 20 minutes. And it feels pretty easy. My body wants to go faster than that, but I don't let it go faster than that. I really work on training that efficiency, and that turnover, because I know I'm going to rely on that when I'm tired and when I'm fatigued. And that has worked out well for me as far as running off of the bike.
And talk to me about the mental side of running well off the bike. I mean, you mentioned that having that advantage of catching people as opposed to being caught. Is that something you can develop, or is that just something that comes with being a good runner?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I believe that when an athlete approaches the race with the confidence, not overconfidence, but with the confidence knowing that, hey, I can push through this and I can deal with some discomfort. I can deal with the fatigue that comes with the race and still perform well. I think when they have the confidence to push through that, that helps people to in turn push through that. If you go into the race defeated, telling yourself, I'm not a runner, I struggle, I suck, I hate running, then it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the minute things get difficult, which they will, I've never had an easy Ironman run. The minute things get difficult, you almost give yourself permission to back down because you told yourself, well, I'm not a great runner, I'm not a strong runner. And so I think going into the run with the confidence, knowing that you can run well, is huge. And it does, I don't think it has anything to do with your speed on the run. It just has to do with the type of training that you've done on the run and trying to make the connection between what you're doing in training and what happens on race day. And so where people get into trouble and they start to, work against themselves is when they're running, like for example, my long run pace, let's say over a long run, I'm running slower than what I run in a race. And one of the things that I have my athletes, focus on when they're training is if you're, let's say somebody's running a 9 minute mile in a race, and in training, they're running an 8:20, that they're almost setting themselves up for failure. Well, number one, they're not developing the right system that they need to approach the race efficiently. But if they spent the last 20 long runs at 8:20 pace, and now on race day, they're running at a 9 minute pace. Well, who's not going to be discouraged with that, right? Like, oh man, this, I'm slow. And it just kind of feeds into the same cycle. And so I think getting the training right, making sure that you're developing the right system so that on race day, it's race day and it's time to perform on race day. And if your long run is slower than what you're running, I'm sorry, if your long run on the weekends and training is faster than what you're running on race day, then there's a very good chance that that pace is way too fast for you. And so as a coach, I'm reeling people in, kind of giving them that perspective, saying, this is why we're developing this range. And that's where testing comes into play. As we had mentioned earlier, the testing, I can show them through a testing report through their metabolic assessment. This is where you should be. And look, let's look at the data. And then that becomes very, it becomes very easy for an athlete to embrace.
Absolutely. Joby, as always, great to catch up. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us on the Kona Edge today.
Cool. Thanks a lot for having me, Brad. I appreciate it.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.